Welcome to your deep dive into the Software Delivery Notebook. Today, we're diving headfirst into something really fascinating: how generative AI is changing the game in software development. We've got the 2024 DORA report. Think of DORA as that super curious friend who's always digging up the most interesting facts and some other insightful research to help us understand what's really going on.
That's right. And you've told us you're looking to get a solid grasp on this quickly,
Yeah.
without feeling buried under just a mountain of information.
Yeah.
So our goal today is really to pull out those crucial insights from this research, showing you just how Gen AI is reshaping things for developers and their organizations, and hopefully sparking a few of those aha moments along the way.
Absolutely. We've got information covering, well, pretty much everything from the personal impact on developers, their day-to-day work, how they feel about it, how productive they are, all the way up to the bigger organizational shifts, and importantly, the strategies that seem to be working for companies embracing AI. Think of this as your express route to understanding the major changes happening right now. Okay, so the buzz around AI isn't exactly new, but it feels like we've hit a real tipping point, hasn't it?
It really has. What's really striking is the sheer scale and the speed of this shift. The DORA report highlights that a massive 89% of organizations are now making it a priority to integrate AI into their applications.
89%, that's almost everyone.
It's huge. And it's not just talk. A significant 76% of technologists are already using AI as part of their regular work. So this isn't some future trend. It's the current reality.
Wow.
What do you think is fueling this rapid adoption beyond just, the obvious desire to stay competitive?
That's a great question. I suspect it's a combo of things. The tools themselves have become so much more accessible and, frankly, powerful just recently.
Right.
Plus, there's a real sense, I think, that AI could unlock significant efficiency gains. And maybe there's a bit of FOMO, fear of missing out in the tech world, too.
Definitely could be.
But alongside all this enthusiasm, the research also points to some pretty understandable anxieties among developers.
Exactly. Concerns about job displacement are certainly prominent, and maybe with good reason, as technology evolves like this. Then there are the inevitable security considerations that come with adopting, well, any powerful new technology, especially AI.
Sure.
And perhaps more subtly, there's this worry that AI could shift developers' time away from the parts of their work they find most engaging and meaningful. It's a really fascinating mix of opportunity and uncertainty.
So, with all this activity buzzing around AI, how is it actually affecting the individual developers in their daily lives? The research uncovers some really interesting dynamics here.
Yeah, on the surface, the DORA research points to some pretty clear benefits for developers who are using Gen AI. We're seeing notable increases in flow, the state of deep concentration.
Right, getting in the zone.
Exactly. Higher productivity and getting tasks completed, and even a lift in overall job satisfaction.
The numbers really help illustrate this, don't they? For every, what was it, 25% increase in an individual's use of AI, there's an estimated 2.1% increase in their productivity. Now, while that might seem like a small percentage on its own, you think about how that adds up across a whole team or an entire company. It suggests AI is genuinely helping people accomplish more.
And here's where things get a bit more unexpected. The researchers identified something they're calling the vacuum hypothesis.
Okay, intriguing.
Despite these gains in productivity and flow, the data indicates that as AI adoption increases, developers report spending less time on what they consider valuable work.
Wait, less time? How does that work? What could be causing that apparent contradiction?
Well, the idea is that AI helps people zip through those valuable tasks more efficiently, right? Creating this sort of extra space in their day, the vacuum.
Okay, I follow that part.
However, AI doesn't seem to be making much of a dent in those less enjoyable, more time-consuming, toilsome tasks. Think endless meetings or, navigating bureaucratic hurdles. Those are still sticking around, apparently.
So it's like getting a faster way to solve the interesting problems, but you still have to sit through the same number of status updates.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we encounter another layer, the well-being paradox.
Oh, another one. Okay.
Even though developers are reporting less time on valuable work, according to those traditional measures, those using AI are also reporting more flow, higher job satisfaction, greater productivity, and less burnout.
Wow, that feels completely upside down, doesn't it?
Well,
What's your initial reaction to that?
it is surprising. It really makes you wonder if the very definition of valuable work is shifting in the eyes of developers who are using AI.
Interesting thought.
Maybe, you know, the ability to offload some of the cognitive load, or maybe just the sheer novelty of using these tools, is contributing to that sense of well-being.
Yeah, that could be.
The researchers actually dug into this to understand the different ways developers perceive value in their work.
Okay, good. So what did they find?
And they identified five key perspectives. First, there's utilitarian value. That's basically about the positive impact your work has on the world or on users.
Right, making a difference. How does Gen AI factor into this?
It seems Gen AI can potentially amplify that utilitarian value by accelerating the entire development lifecycle. If you can deliver features and products more quickly thanks to AI assistance, you're arguably having a more immediate impact.
Makes sense. Faster delivery, faster impact.
Next up is reputational value. This is the recognition and respect a developer gets for their work. How might AI influence this?
This seems a bit more complex. On one hand, if AI helps you produce something really impactful, you know, high utilitarian value, that could certainly boost your reputation.
True.
However, if AI is heavily involved in the creation process, it could also raise questions about the extent of your individual contribution, right? And where the credit truly lies. Organizations really need to be sensitive to this aspect.
That's a really good point. Now we have economic value, the direct financial compensation a developer receives. What's the interplay with AI here?
Again, it looks like a bit of a mixed picture. Increased productivity could, in theory, translate to higher value per hour for developers.
It could.
But there's also that lingering concern that if AI speeds up development significantly, companies might think they need fewer developers, or maybe fewer working hours overall. The economic landscape is definitely still evolving.
Yeah, uncertainty there. Moving on to intrinsic value. That inherent sense of satisfaction and fulfillment you get just from the work itself.
Right, the joy of coding, perhaps. The researchers suggest AI's impact here might be largely neutral.
Neutral, how so?
Well, think about it. Throughout history, new technologies have always reshaped the skills and knowledge that are considered essential, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the calculator changed the importance of complex mental arithmetic, maybe prompt engineering and AI interaction will just become the new core skills that provide that intrinsic satisfaction.
Okay, I see. So the nature of the satisfying work might change, but the potential for satisfaction remains.
Exactly. And finally, hedonistic value, the simple enjoyment a developer derives just from the act of doing the work.
This one feels very personal, doesn't it?
Totally. If a developer finds using AI tools enjoyable, or if AI makes previously tedious but necessary tasks easier, that could certainly increase hedonistic value.
Sure.
But on the flip side, if AI starts to automate the very tasks a developer finds most enjoyable, it could absolutely have the opposite effect.
Right.
For now, it seems developers often have a degree of choice in how they use AI, so the impact here could vary a lot from person to person.
So it's a really nuanced understanding of how AI is influencing what developers consider valuable in their work. And the researchers emphasize that organizations should acknowledge the labor involved in effectively working with AI, things like crafting good prompts, reviewing its output.
Right. It's not just magic.
Exactly. Recognizing that there's still significant skill and effort involved is key to help address those concerns around reputational value. Okay, now, let's pivot and consider the broader impact of AI adoption on organizations as a whole. The Door research uncovered some interesting trends here, too.
Yes. On the positive side, they found that a 25% increase in AI adoption within an organization is associated with some pretty significant improvements. We're talking about a notable jump in documentation quality, around 7.5%.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus a measurable increase in code quality and quicker code reviews and approvals. They even saw a decrease in code complexity, which, you know, is always a welcome sign.
These are all factors that generally contribute to healthier software development practices, right? It seems AI might be helping organizations shore up these foundational elements.
Definitely.
The fact that code complexity is trending down while code quality is up suggests AI might be assisting developers in writing cleaner, more maintainable code, perhaps.
Could be.
And faster reviews and approvals, well, that can really accelerate the development pipeline.
But here's another one of those head-scratching moments.
I'll go.
Despite all these positive indicators in code and process, the research surprisingly links AI adoption to negative impacts on overall software delivery performance.
Negative impacts?
Yeah. They observed a small dip in throughput and, more concerningly, a more significant decrease in stability, about 7.2%. How do you reconcile that?
Wow. Okay, this is a really critical insight. The hypothesis here circles back to one of Dora's core principles.
Yeah.
the importance of working in small batches.
Ah, small batch sizes. Okay.
Because AI empowers developers to generate code at a much faster rate, it's quite possible, maybe even likely, that the size of individual code changes is increasing. People are checking in bigger chunks of code.
Right, because they can produce it faster.
Exactly. And as Dora research has consistently demonstrated over the years, larger changes tend to be slower to review, they're more prone to errors, and they can introduce greater instability into the system when deployed.
So AI is making us more efficient at producing the code, but we might be inadvertently falling into these less desirable habits of pushing out larger, riskier chunks of work. It's like having a super efficient engine, but neglecting basic safety protocols.
Precisely. The data suggests that simply improving certain aspects of the development process isn't a guarantee of better software delivery outcomes, especially if we overlook those fundamental practices like working in small increments and maintaining robust testing.
Yeah.
AI is a powerful enabler, no doubt, but it's not a silver bullet that can magically overcome all underlying challenges. This really underscores the importance of thoughtful integration, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Wow. Now, another crucial element for successful AI adoption, clearly, is building trust among developers in these new tools.
Mm-hmm.
The research clearly shows that developers who have more trust in Gen AI tend to use it more extensively and, unsurprisingly, experience greater productivity gains.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense intuitively. If you don't have confidence in the accuracy or reliability of the output, you're naturally going to spend more time verifying it. Right. And you'll be less inclined to integrate it deeply into your workflow.
Exactly.
But the research also reveals that current trust levels in AI output are, well, relatively low. A significant portion of developers report trusting it only a little or not at all, about 39%.
Only 39% trust it more than a little. Oof. So how do organizations go about fostering that crucial trust? The researchers identified five key strategies.
Okay, let's hear them.
The first is to establish a clear and well-communicated policy on acceptable uses of Gen AI. Even just a basic policy seems to make a difference.
What's interesting here is that it's not just about setting boundaries for misuse, like don't do bad things. Having a clear policy, even a relatively lightweight one, seems to actually encourage developers to explore and use AI more confidently because it reduces ambiguity and that fear of inadvertently overstepping some invisible line. The research even found that many developers are currently just unsure if their organization even has any AI usage guidelines in place.
Wow. Okay. So clarity helps. What's the second strategy?
The second strategy is to really focus on strengthening fast, high-quality feedback loops. Think thorough code reviews, comprehensive automated testing, and where it makes sense, organizations can even explore using AI itself to enhance these feedback processes.
Right. Strong safeguards build confidence. If developers know there are robust mechanisms in place to catch potential errors or issues that AI might introduce, they'll naturally feel more secure relying on its output.
Exactly. And as we touched on earlier, AI can actually help accelerate code reviews and even improve code quality, potentially creating this virtuous cycle of improvement and trust building.
Okay, number three.
The third strategy is to provide developers with ample opportunities to gain hands-on experience with Gen AI, especially within the programming languages and technologies they use most frequently.
Right. Familiarity breeds trust, as they say.
It really does. The more developers interact directly with AI, see its capabilities firsthand, and understand its limitations within their own domain of expertise, the more likely they are to develop a realistic and informed level of trust. Offering training, dedicated experimentation time, internal workshops, these can be incredibly valuable.
Makes sense. Get your hands dirty. All right, strategy number four.
Number four is to encourage the use of Gen AI, but avoid making it mandatory. While leadership support is definitely important, developers need to feel a sense of autonomy and choice.
Control is key.
That feeling of control seems paramount when it comes to building trust and fostering adoption. Forcing the use of AI can actually backfire, leading to resistance and resentment.
Yeah, I can see that.
A more effective approach seems to be cultivating, like community-driven initiatives where developers can share their experiences, learn from each other organically, and discover the benefits for themselves.
Okay, good advice. And the final strategy for building trust.
The final strategy is to help developers envision how their roles might evolve in the age of AI. Focus on the higher level, more strategic tasks, and the opportunities for innovation that AI can potentially enable.
So addressing those underlying fears of job displacement head on, that's critical.
Absolutely critical. If developers can see how AI can free them up to focus on more intellectually stimulating and impactful work, they'll be much more likely to embrace it as a valuable tool, rather than seeing it purely as a potential threat. It's about framing AI as a way to augment their abilities and elevate their contributions.
Yeah, augmentation, not replacement. These all sound like really practical and actionable steps organizations can take. Now, let's shift to the sort of practical side of actually helping developers adopt Gen AI within their workflows. The research highlights four specific organizational strategies for this.
Yes, and the first one really reinforces our previous point. Share openly and transparently about the organization's overall AI plans. Clearly communicate the mission, the specific goals you hope to achieve with AI, the relevant policies, and the tools that will be made available.
And the data suggests that this simple act of transparency can lead to a significant increase in team AI adoption. We're talking an estimated 11.4% bump. Just keeping people informed and in the loop makes a difference.
It really does. Second, proactively address developer concerns about the potential impact of AI, especially those anxieties around job displacement and changes to their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Foster a culture of psychological safety where individuals feel comfortable voicing worries and asking questions without fear of retribution.
And the impact here is huge, right? Organizations that directly and openly engage with these concerns see a substantially higher rate of AI adoption, something like 125% higher.
125%. It's massive. Ignoring these fears is clearly a major impediment to successful adoption.
Wow. Okay, third strategy.
Third, provide ample dedicated time for developers to learn how to effectively use AI tools and integrate them into their existing workflows. This includes time for experimentation, practice, and even, you know, failure without penalty. Learning takes time.
This seems absolutely crucial and maybe often overlooked. Just giving developers the space and time to explore and figure things out can lead to a dramatic 131% increase in team AI adoption.
131%, yeah.
Relying solely on, say, mandatory training programs just doesn't seem to be as sustainable or effective.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment that genuinely supports and encourages adoption rather than just mandating it from the top down. And finally, the fourth strategy. Establish clear and well-defined policies that govern AI adoption within the organization.
Okay, back to policies.
Yep. They should outline acceptable use cases, address ethical considerations, provide guidance on managing potential risks, security implications, all that important stuff.
And having those clear guardrails in place, the payoff is enormous, a potential 451% increase in AI adoption.
451%. It's staggering. It really appears developers want, maybe even need, to understand the rules of engagement before they fully embrace these powerful new tools.
Makes sense.
And having high-quality internal documentation to support these policies is also essential for confident adoption. People need to be able to find the answers.
So transparency, addressing concerns, providing dedicated learning time, and establishing clear guidelines, these seem to be the absolute cornerstones of a successful strategy for driving AI adoption within an organization. Now, how do we actually know if these efforts are paying off? How do we measure success with Gen AI in a meaningful way?
Good question. The research emphasizes the importance of establishing baseline measurements before you start broadly implementing AI. You absolutely need to know where you're starting from to gauge any progress later on.
Right, measure first.
And then it's crucial to track a diverse set of metrics at different levels within the organization, at the individual team level, at the service or product level, and then at the overall organizational level.
Okay, so what kind of metrics are we talking about at the team level?
At the team level, mm-hmm. You might look at metrics such as how frequently developers are using AI for various tasks, the nature of their interactions with AI tools, are they using chat, code completion, et cetera, and importantly, their own subjective assessments of how AI is impacting their productivity and their ability to write code.
And their feelings about it, too.
Absolutely. Their level of trust in AI-generated code, their trust in the organization's transparency around AI initiatives, those are important indicators. And of course, those well-being metrics we discussed earlier, levels of flow, job satisfaction, burnout rates, the team's culture.
Okay. What about service or organizational levels?
Then at the service or product level, you could monitor more technical metrics like code complexity and overall code quality. Are those improving? And at the highest organizational level, you're looking at those big picture business outcomes, things like customer acquisition, market share, overall financial performance and profitability, customer satisfaction scores, maybe even operating efficiency.
Right, the bottom line stuff.
It's also valuable to track metrics specifically related to the use of the AI tools themselves, like the number of licenses being actively used, the number of daily active users, maybe data on code suggestions generated versus accepted by developers.
But those usage numbers aren't the whole story, right?
Exactly. It's important to remember that these usage metrics alone don't necessarily tell the whole story about the actual impact and value being generated. High usage doesn't automatically mean high value.
Good point. And let's not forget about those crucial fast feedback metrics that are so central to the DORA principles.
Oh, definitely not. Things like the frequency of automated tests being run on every commit, the overall confidence developers have in those tests, the number of test failures that are blocking progress, and crucially, the time it takes to fix broken builds.
These are all vital signs of a healthy development process, especially when AI is being integrated and potentially generating more code or different kinds of code.
Absolutely. And the research strongly recommends establishing feedback loops at all levels, from individual developers sharing their experiences, to team-level retrospectives, to broader organizational forums like communities of practice.
Sharing what works, what doesn't.
Exactly. Plus the systematic analysis of all the data you're collecting. The goal is to create a continuous cycle of learning and refinement for your AI adoption strategies, adapting based on what's actually happening on the ground.
So it's definitely not just about deploying the tools and hoping for the best. It's an active, ongoing process of monitoring, gathering insights, and adjusting your approach as you learn.
Precisely.
Now, to help guide this whole process, the researchers have proposed a kind of framework for Gen AI adoption built on a set of core guiding principles.
Yeah, these principles provide a really solid ethical and strategic foundation for integrating Gen AI responsibly and effectively. The first one is user-centeredness. Always keeping in mind that AI should ultimately serve the needs and enhance the experiences of both the developers who are using it and the end users who benefit from the software they create.
Makes sense. Keep the humans in the loop.
Second is a commitment to continuous improvement, recognizing that AI adoption is not a one-time event, but an ongoing journey of experimentation, learning, and adaptation. You need to actively solicit and embrace feedback and be willing to iterate on your approach.
No, set it and forget it. Third principle.
Third is the principle of transparency and open communication. Being clear and upfront about your organization's AI strategy, the tools being used, and proactively addressing any anxieties or concerns developers might have. Fostering that culture of psychological safety is absolutely essential here.
We keep coming back to that. Okay, fourth.
Fourth is the crucial principle of responsible use, establishing clear and comprehensive policies around the ethical implications of AI, data privacy, security protocols, all that jazz. You need clear guidelines for when, where, and how AI can be used appropriately and safely.
Non-negotiable, really. And the last one.
And finally, the fifth principle is measurement and iteration, diligently tracking those key metrics we discussed earlier, and using the resulting data to inform your decisions, evaluate the effectiveness of your strategies, and make necessary adjustments along the way. Data-driven decisions.
Okay. User-centeredness, continuous improvement, transparency, responsible use, and measurement. That's a really helpful roadmap for navigating the complexities here. And drawing from these, the researchers have outlined some specific actionable steps that both leaders and individual practitioners can take. Let's start with what organizational leaders can do to foster successful AI integration.
Yeah, for leaders, the key really is to articulate a clear and compelling vision and strategy for AI adoption and communicate it effectively across the organization. Get everyone on the same page.
Vision and communication. Got it.
Empowering development teams to experiment with AI tools, providing them with dedicated time and adequate resources for training and exploration, those are also absolutely crucial.
Given the space and tools.
Right. Leaders should also consider maybe reevaluating traditional performance metrics to focus more on outcomes and value delivered rather than just, say, lines of code written or hours worked.
Shift the focus.
Creating a supportive learning environment, managing expectations realistically about the pace and impact of AI adoption, it won't solve everything overnight, and establishing those clear, well-documented policies we've talked about. These are all vital leadership responsibilities.
Okay, that's a good list for leaders. And what about for the folks on the ground, the individual developers and practitioners? What concrete steps can they take to navigate this evolving landscape?
Well, for practitioners, the first step is really to embrace a mindset of experimentation. Actively explore different AI tools and use cases, obviously within the ethical and policy guidelines set by their organization.
Be curious, be experimental.
Exactly. Developing what we might call AI fluency, learning how to effectively interact with AI through techniques like prompt engineering, getting an understanding of its inherent strengths and limitations, that's becoming an increasingly valuable skill.
Learn to talk to the machine.
Pretty much. It's also essential to prioritize code quality and rigorously verify the output generated by AI. Don't just trust it blindly.
Verify, then trust. Or maybe just verify.
Sharing knowledge and best practices with colleagues is also key. Build that community knowledge. Always keep the end user impact in mind when using AI. And finally, advocate for the responsible and ethical application of these powerful tools within their teams and organizations. Be a voice for doing it right.
So as you can see from all this, this deep dive into the impact of generative AI reveals a picture that is, well, both complex and incredibly dynamic, isn't it?
It really is.
It's clearly about much more than simply writing code faster. It's fundamentally touching on developer well-being, how we even define value in our work, and as we saw, even the stability and reliability of our software delivery pipelines.
Yeah, what's particularly thought-provoking for me is that apparent tension between the potential for increased individual productivity, which seems real, and the risk of decreased overall delivery stability, which also seems real, according to this data.
Right.
It really forces us to reconsider how new technologies can interact with our established processes and, maybe more importantly, highlights the enduring importance of revisiting fundamental principles, like the benefits of small batch sizes and robust testing. Mm. The basics still matter.
Absolutely. The basics always matter. This research offers just a wealth of insights to consider, ranging from the very practical strategies organizations can implement to foster AI adoption, all the way down to the individual developer's journey of building trust and developing proficiency with these emerging tools.
Mm-hmm.
We sincerely hope this deep dive has provided you with a solid understanding and perhaps sparked a few of those valuable aha moments.
And for those of you who want to delve even deeper, the full DORA reports and a wealth of related community resources are readily available online. We strongly encourage you to explore the specific areas that have piqued your interest today.
Yeah, definitely check those out. And maybe think about this. What stands out to you as the most significant implication of AI in software development based on what we've discussed? What are the key questions that are still lingering in your mind?
We'd be genuinely interested to hear your perspectives. It's a conversation that's definitely going to continue.